U.S. First Lady Melania Trump delivers the keynote address Tuesday from the White House Rose Garden as Republicans hold the second night of their national nominating convention. Other prominent speakers are expected to include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and two of President Donald Trump's children, Eric Trump and Tiffany Trump. The convention began Monday night with President Trump taking center stage and immediately signaling that defending his handling of the coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis is paramount in winning a second term. Trump was shown in the nationally televised event greeting healthcare workers at the White House, who praised his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Later in the diplomatic room, Trump greeted a half dozen people who had been held prisoner overseas, all of whom had been released after U.S. diplomatic efforts during Trump's presidency. Democrats released an ad mocking the Republican convention just as Republicans staged counter events last week while the Democrats met for their nominated convention. A parade of Republicans, most speaking from the empty Mellon Auditorium, a short distance from the White House, praised Trump and called for his re-election. His oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., described his father's Democratic opponent in the November 3rd election, former Vice President Joe Biden, as the Loch Ness Monster of the Swamp, a reference to the federal government and a threat to U.S. democracy. The younger Trump called Democrats the party of rioting, looting, and vandalism during protests against racial injustice in the United States. For President Trump, the 4 days of the Republican convention are crucial, a chance through saturation television coverage for him to convince enough American voters that he deserves another 4-year term. National polls often show voters disapprove of his performance as the country's chief executive. This is VOA News. The Russian government has dismissed accusations that it was involved in an alleged attack on opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German doctors said tests showed he was poisoned. Navalny is in a coma in a Berlin hospital. He became sick Thursday while on a flight to Moscow from Siberia. He was transferred last Saturday to Berlin for treatment. Allies of Navalny contend the Kremlin is responsible for his illness. Some are calling for an investigation into whether President Vladimir Putin was involved. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Tuesday in Moscow there's no evidence to warrant an investigation into Navalny's illness. Experts have said it is premature to conclude how the agent may have entered Navalny's system. Navalny is a politician and corruption investigator who is one of Putin's harshest critics. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and other European officials have requested that Russia conduct a full investigation. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun was expected to raise the issue during a visit to Russia that began on Tuesday. Belarusian authorities have jailed several opposition activists as part of a mounting pressure campaign against protesters who are protesting President Alexander Lukashenko's recent victory in the presidential election. He recently won a sixth term in office in the August 9th election. His critics say that polling was rigged. A court on Tuesday sentenced opposition leader Sergei Dilyevsky to a 10-day jail sentence, while authorities summoned other opposition activists for questioning. And dozens of others were summoned to appear in court. The protests were triggered by a government crackdown shortly after the election that resulted in the detention of nearly 7,000 people. 3 people were killed. Hundreds of others were hurt when police dispersed peaceful protesters with rubber bullets, clubs, and stun grenades. 2 other opposition supporters were found hanged in forests. Police said they committed suicide, but the opposition disputes the claim. The father of Jacob Blake, the black man who was shot Sunday by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said his son is paralyzed from the waist down. Blake's father told the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper Tuesday his son has, in his words, 8 holes in his body from his confrontation with police. He said doctors do not know if the paralysis will be permanent. The shooting was captured on cell phone video and led to 2 nights of unrest in the southeastern Wisconsin city located between Milwaukee and Chicago. Police used tear gas Monday to subdue protesters as they marched in front of City Hall. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard Monday to help keep the peace. The protesters, led by Black Lives Matter activists, plan to march again today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.